Hi, I'm Marianne Williamson, and this is my book, A Return to Love. I grew up in a middle-class Jewish family laced with the magical overtones of an eccentric father. In 1965, when I was 13, he took me to Vietnam to show me what war was. He wanted to make sure the military-industrial complex didn't eat my brain and convince me war was okay. My grandfather was very religious, and sometimes I would go to synagogue with him on Saturday mornings. When the ark was opened during the service, he would bow and begin to cry. I would cry too, but I don't know whether I was crying out of a budding religious fervor or simply because he was. When I went to high school, I took my first philosophy class and decided God was a crutch I didn't need. What kind of God would let children starve, I argued, or infants get cancer, or the Holocaust happen? I figured I was too well-read now to believe in God. Like a lot of people at that time, late 60s, early 70s, I was pretty wild. Every door marked no by conventional standards seemed to hold the key to some lascivious pleasure I just had to have. I didn't know what to do with my life, though I remember my parents kept begging me to do something. I went from relationship to relationship, job to job, city to city, looking for some sense of identity or purpose, some feeling that my life had finally kicked in. I knew I had talent, but I didn't know at what. I knew I had intelligence, but I was too frantic to apply it to my own circumstances. I went into therapy several times, but it rarely made an impact. I sank deeper and deeper into my own neurotic patterns, seeking relief in food, drugs, people, or whatever else I could find to distract me from myself. I was always trying to make something happen in my life, but nothing much happened except all the drama I created around things not